Militarized police.
Have the lines become blurred?
What should a government do with surplus military equipment?
This is a question the U.S. government has tackled in recent decades.
Since the early 1990s, the U.S. Secretary of Defense has been transferring military-grade supplies to federal and state law enforcement agencies. Millions of dollars worth of U.S. military vehicles, supplies, and ammunition are transferred to police forces across America each year. What happens when police officers begin to resemble armed soldiers? Many citizens feel that the militarization of police invites confrontation, transforming everyday neighborhoods into war zones. As history has shown, peaceful protests turn into violent riots when police officers arrive in army fatigues. Heightened racial tensions between police and civilians in America appear to be linked to the militarization of law enforcement.
Many Black and Latino youths, in particular, feel as though they are treated as the enemy.
Civilians aren't the only ones who disagree with the militarization of police. Many military personnel feel that local police officers aren't properly trained to use military-grade equipment. They note that police shouldn't ride on top of armored vehicles or aim their assault weapons at unarmed protesters. Retired police officers have a different concern, however. They fear that officers are receiving too much tactical training. Since 9/11, the notion of serving and protecting has taken a back seat in many police training programs.
The saying, desperate times call for desperate measures, is often used to defend the militarization of police. However you look at it, the war on drugs and the threat of homeland security have changed the role of the police officer in America. President Obama, however, has expressed concern about police officers blurring the lines. In 2014, after a white police officer shot and killed an unarmed Black youth in Ferguson, Missouri, protesters filled the streets. Obama criticized law enforcers for their aggressive response. He said peaceful protesters must be allowed to lawfully exercise their First Amendment rights. In 2015, protesters took to the streets in Baltimore after a Black man died suspiciously while in police custody. This time, the police stayed back and allowed the protesters to fill the streets. When citizens began setting cars and buildings on fire, people criticized the mayor for not issuing a curfew. Everyone wanted to know why the mayor waited for things to get out of control before she called in extra law enforcement.